Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, the place for everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company. If you're committed, you can go to our website at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Get all of my best stuff for owners who want more out of their cleaning companies and out of their life. Today, we are chatting with Alex Sherman from Eco-Friendly Maid Service. Eco-Friendly serves the Atlanta, Georgia area. If you want to reach out to Alex and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.ecofriendlymaidservice.com. Alex, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hey guys, how are y'all?
It's funny you ask. I don't know that they can really speak back right now, but I'm just going to go way out on a limb and say they're awesome.
Speak for them.
And kudos to Alex. He told me, kind of we were chatting before the show, that our producer Natalie called them like 17 minutes ago and shoehorned him into a conversation right off the bat. So I like you already, dude. Most people are so like, oh, I got a plan 9 weeks out, yada, yada, yada. Good man for just saying, let's do this thing.
Yeah, man. That's the only way we get things done.
Preach it, my friend. All right. Well, cool. Before I start jabbering, let's hear a little bit about you, man. Tell me about your company, your business, how you got started. Just introduce us.
Yeah. So I started the maid service when I was 18. We've been around for 8 years. This is our 8th year. Obviously, we use no chemicals, but a step above that, we actually, when I first started the company, we were making our own products, and we've since started a sister company called Tim Shell Apothecary. So we get to dabble in making apothecary-like products beyond cleaning companies. We have, I think we have like 13 or 14 cleaners with the maid service. We're in Atlanta, Georgia. Have two managers that run the company. One of them is a business partner. The other one's a salaried employee, and he's been with us for a couple years. It's pretty, pretty much on autopilot these days, but true to the cleaning industry, every day is a new day. So we usually get a couple of speed bumps in the road.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't say autopilot, man. That's the kiss of death that tomorrow someone's going to call him sick or dead or some crazy thing's going to happen. I literally had a client last week that couldn't come to his meeting because one of his vehicles for his company was literally on fire. So, you know, I always talk about people putting out fires. He was actually literally, I don't know if he was doing it in the fire department, but he literally had a fire.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, hopefully I don't ever have to run into that. But yeah, autopilot is definitely something we strive for. But like you said, it's kind of the uh-oh word.
Well, yeah, especially in our industry, man. There's so many good things about it. But anytime you're dealing with, you know, minimum wage or near minimum wage employees, there's always an opportunity for something fun to happen on any given Sunday.
Very true.
All right, brother. Well, you started, you said 8 years ago, you've grown to about 12 or 13 staff. You do all residential, correct?
Yeah, we do some commercial, but we do about 95% residential.
Yeah, with a name like Eco-Friendly Maid Service, I'd imagine most commercial folks figure they're not in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, and most commercial folks are residential clients who want us at work as well. So that's kind of, we don't even advertise in the commercial sector. We just bring them in through word of mouth pretty much.
Can't beat that with a stick, my friend. All right, cool. Well, thank you so much for the intro. What can I possibly help you with today, my friend?
I think what we're really looking at is, you know, in 2015, we had a really bumpy year, and it wasn't because we needed new clients. We were losing staff. We kind of would notice that we had staff that was just here for a paycheck. They didn't seem very happy, you know, and so I guess kind of looking for, you know, programs that we can do that aren't going to, you know, break the bank, that could kind of keep people around and, you know, show them that, you know, we would like for them to stay with us and not go somewhere else. We try to pride ourselves in saying that we pay above, industry app, like, you know, industry standards. We do pay our employees really well. So a lot of our money already goes to them, but we wanted to know kind of what are some good, cheap suggestions, I guess, for employee benefits.
Man, that is such a good question, and you may or may not have realized it, but you hit a, I don't want to say a sore spot, but I'm hopping on my soapbox, man, because this is one of my favorite subjects I get fired up about sharing. So first of all, I want to give a couple foundational concepts, and then we'll jump into some tactical stuff. First of all, I am not a huge, I've done this long enough, both in and outside the cleaning business, and I think there's kind of a fallacy of, if I just throw more money at them, I'll get better employees, which would almost be nice, but the sad thing is it's not true. So sure, if you've got a $10 an hour cleaner and you can pay them $30 an hour, you will absolutely get a better caliber person. But if you go from $9 to $11 to $10.50 to $12.32, it's really not going to get you a substantially different human being. It doesn't hurt, and I'm not saying try and screw people or pay below market value, but I always think of above market value slightly, maybe 10%, and that's not the go-to move. That's just because we love our employees, we pay well. But if you're putting your eggs in that basket, we'll just outpay everybody, or that's what needs to do to get a good employee, that philosophy is not going to serve you well. So is that a cool foundation to build from?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool. And all the other stuff I'm going to talk about will kind of tie in. You'll see what we're trying to achieve and what we're trying to create in our businesses, and all of them have very little to do with money. So first thing, okay, that's the first foundation. Second foundation I want to say, and this, I don't know if this will be controversial or not, but I get a lot of pushback sometimes when I say this. I hate health insurance. Hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it. For my last, as long as you're not legally required to do it, and I know that there's some sort of, I think it's 50, and it might even, I'm not sure what the laws of the land are day to day, but as long as you're not legally required. What's that?
I think it's 50 or below, you don't have to.
Yeah, I think it's 50 or below, and I'm not sure if they're part-time or full-time, and God knows I'm not an employment lawyer, but so just to make my life easy, if you're legally required, obviously you follow the law, always, period. But if you're not legally required, I hate, hate, hate health insurance for a couple reasons. First of all, if you had health insurance long enough, like I have, with the company, they raise your rates every freaking year. With this Obamacare thing going on, it's not just a little bit, it used to be 10 or 15% a year. Now it's like 30% a year. And then you go to your employees and try and offset that with whatever your deal is. If they pay their part and you pay your part just went up by a ton. And every time you bring it to them, they think it's you and they hate you. And this benefit that you're giving them, it's exorbitantly expensive, all of a sudden brings strife between you and your employees as opposed to them seeing how much they appreciate you. Second, I found
that makes sense.
Oh my gosh, yeah. They hate you and you're hemorrhaging cash to pay for this benefit. They hate you for it. So I hate that. Second piece is they can always get it cheaper themselves, right? Like I always found, because you got to take the old, the feeble, the sick, whoever they are, you got to take them. So if you got some 22-year-old male, he can get health insurance. Well, I don't know what it is nowadays, with stuff going, but he can get health insurance $100-$150 an hour or an hour a month. You get some 62-year-old female, for crying, that's had a history of cancer, she's like $2,000, but since you've got to take them, they average that up with all your people. So now, to get health insurance through you, it might be $250 a month, whereas your average client or average employee could get it for $150 a month. So A, they hate you for it. B, they can get cheaper, better insurance on their own. And C, it costs a ton to manage it. I found that especially if you don't have a full-time HR person, even if you do, it takes up a lot of their time because there's a lot of, I went to the doctor and he wouldn't do it. He said the health insurance and they didn't do it. And then you've got staff now managing, standing in the gap between your employees and your health provider. And that's time and money they could be spent building your business, but they're jacking around with, Jose's wife who tried to go get her checkup for her 3-month, pregnancy, and they didn't want, and on and on and on. And I won't bore you with it. But so anyway, those are my three foundational why you stay away from health insurance. Now, the flip side of that is, so if you don't have it, pat yourself on the back, you've done good, keep up the good work. And it's harder if you've got it. To try and pull that out can be tough, but I'm going to tell you some ways to do that. So the good news is if you don't have health insurance, you don't offer health insurance, you've got extra budget, money, and time that you can put into some of these things I'm talking about that are all very cheap. And for the money that you would spend in health insurance, you move it to these things. A, it'll take a lot less time to facilitate it. B, your employees will love you. And C, they're not going to go up. The costs of these aren't going to go up all the time. They stay the same. So they kind of qualify in that they don't offend all those other things we talked about. So the first thing is, I'm a big fan of health clubs. So instead of health insurance, I always try and find a local health club and say, hey, I've got 20 employees, I've got whatever employees, and just say if you can give them $200 or $300 a month or whatever a fair price is, that all of your employees just have benefits. They can go to that health club and they're a member. I like that for two reasons.
Like a gym?
Like a gym, absolutely, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, try and find one that's got swimming and yoga and, you know, that's like a little mini community. And again, if you say, okay, hey, cool. I'm just going to give all my employees, some of them might use it, some might not, they're going to give you a great rate because to them it's just $200 or $300 a month or whatever the case may be. And then they don't know if your employees are going to use it. But the benefit is you can show the employees, we do care about your health. That is important. So it's not that we don't care about your health, but because we care about it, we want you to get your own insurance because it can be better. And we want to support a healthy lifestyle. Here's what you can do. And the cool thing is if your employees are using it, you want it's sticky. You want as many things possible when your $12 an hour guy wakes up on noon on Tuesday, having to go to work in 3 hours, still hungover, going, I don't need this crap. I quit. You want them to go, oh, God, right. I can't lose my health benefits. I can't lose my health insurance. You know, I love that club. I got to go. So that's the first one. Second one is paid birthdays. It doesn't cost that much, but it shows a lot of love. Hey, John, I know it's your birthday. Take the day off. And I throw in anniversaries too. When you've been here a year, take the day off for your anniversary. You started, you know, April 6, 2015. It's April 6, 2016. Take the day off. It's on us, paid. Same with birthday. Throw in, you know, $10, $25, $50 gift certificate to the Walmart, to a restaurant that they like, to movie tickets, whatever you want. Little stuff like that can go. Another one, books. Right. Are you keeping up? Any questions so far? Are we good?
So for the paid birthdays, you're saying let them take the day off and, you know, like pay them for the whole day kind of thing?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, cool.
Yeah, because what'll happen is you'll get benefit just about every month. So say it's not my birthday this month, but I'm still going to see somebody else getting a paid birthday off. And there's kind of that every, you know, couple of weeks, depending on how many employees you have, will be a reminder of, oh, yeah, we get paid birthday. And again, if you throw in anniversaries, there's kind of that like, oh, I got to, you know, it's so stupid. Like, you know, oh, if I get 12 clips for my subs, I get a free sub, and the subs suck, but I've got 11 subs. I got to go buy that 12th one. Same thing with employees.
Yeah.
It's weird. They start approaching their anniversary or their birthday and stupid stuff like, well, I can't quit now. I've got to get my free day. Right. And it costs you, I don't say virtually nothing, but it's very inexpensive and it helps make employees sticky, especially if they're getting two paid days a year. Ideally they're no more than a couple months away from a free day and they want to get that free day.
Awesome. That's good advice.
Yeah, again, I've done that. I've been around this block a couple times. This other one, I'm going to give you full disclosure. This particular one, I have not done myself. I heard about it after I sold my brick and mortars, but I loved it. So I've been recommending it. I've got only good feedback. You can get a Kindle nowadays for like $80. When people start, give them a Kindle for free and tell them you will buy any book that they want, you'll pay for. All that they have to do is read the book and give a quick 5-minute book report at your next company meeting so the rest of the staff can get benefit from that. It really helps show them.
Cool.
Yeah, because you're investing in them. And again, encourage them to read business books or customer service books or sales books or any sort of personal development books is going to be great. You give a guy $10, he actually reads a personal development book, that guy's going to be 20% better and it costs you $9.99 or whatever the case may be. And he's going to give a book report, so to speak, to the rest of the team, which builds community. So there's a lot of unintended positive benefits to that that you kind of don't see. But you start doing that, it really starts working. I'll give you one more.
Kindle.
Go ahead.
Awesome.
What's that?
And they get a free Kindle.
Exactly. And I usually do a deal where you're never going to get that Kindle back. Just preface, you know, between you and me.
Yeah, totally.
But I always tell them the Kindle's theirs to use for the first 90 days. And on their 90th day anniversary, it's a gift. They get to keep it.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. So a lot of these things, you're really trying to have 3 and 4 different things working. So you're not a commodity to them, right? They've had 117 $10 an hour jobs and they leave them because like, I'll just go to the next $10 an hour piece of crap job. So I don't, you know, if my boss yells at me or I don't feel like going in or whatever happens in my life, I went to jail, you know, whatever happened.
Right.
I don't care about this job. I'll just go get another one. But if this is the one where they've got the health club and they've got paid birthdays and you give them, you do 3 or 4 of these things, they start really feeling appreciated and this job's special. And if they lose this job, they're not going to be able to replace it. That's really the vibe that you're trying to create in their hearts and their minds.
That's awesome, dude.
Okay, cool. Actually, I lied to you. I'll give you two more because I'm feeling frisky. Referral programs. When your worst employees are going to give you terrible referrals, so don't take them. But your best employees, hang out with your other best employees, right? If they're and I always recommend this to my private clients, absolutely screen and segregate. If you found that Asian women that are have kids that are older and out of the house are your best employees, well, for crying out loud, advertise where the Asian women are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
look for, and the cool thing is, and we'll just use 50-year-old plus Asian women because I made it up. They guess who they hang out with? They hang out with 50-year-old Asian women.
Right.
And if they're hard workers, they probably hang out with hard workers. And if they're dirtbags, they probably hang out with dirtbags. So I love, love, love employee referrals. So I make a big stink about employee. If you refer an employee, it's like $50 or $20 if they interview, $50 if they get hired, another $50 if they make their 3-month anniversary, maybe $100 on their year. I mean, I go nuts, and not just the money, but I make a huge stink. Like, hey, John's here, and John's referred by Bob, and Bob's referred 3 employees, because that is by far not only your cheapest, but your best quality source of employees. And if I got referred by John and I have a relationship with John, I know John stuck up for me and said I'm good people, I'm so much more likely to act like good people than if you're just some stranger and I can quit without any kind of emotional repercussions in my life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
All right, cool. I'm going to hit you with one more that's not that cheap, but it's, again, I'm all about sticky, where that when they leave, they're like, oh, there's this huge, compelling community that I'm leaving. I can't replace it. I don't want to leave. So this one costs a little bit of money. I am a big fan of 401k. For a couple reasons. First of all, it's, and again, I haven't had one because I've sold my brick and mortar like 2-3 years ago. So I haven't had one in 3 years, but last I checked, it was like $2,000 a year to have somebody, a professional administrator, keep you legal. So it's not that expensive. Like, you know, $150-$200 a month handles it. I always did like a 2-3% match because employees never took it, but I could brag that I did a 2-3% match. And if they did, it didn't bother me because again, now, and you might do like it's a 1% match for your, or once you hit 90 days, or, you know, again, everything's attached to time. So the longer they stay, the more benefit that they get. And it, because you're trying to give them you're trying to give them ammunition to tell their friends. So they don't just tell their friends, oh,
right,
yeah, this place is
right.
great. Yeah, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm to the health club and, you know, I've just read this book and it's free. And check out this Kindle I got on my first day. Oh, and I've got, and I promise you, your employees, these $10 employees love this stuff. They will absolutely be big time in their friends with, I've got a 401k, I've got retirement. They've never had a retirement package in their life. So aside from the benefit, you're just really paying the $2,000 so your 20 or 30 or 50 employees can walk around telling all of their friends, I have retirement benefits.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it makes them very sticky, and you just want to give all these stories and words into your employees, so when they go share with the world wants to come see what you do.
So here's a good question: who would you recommend to go to in terms of setting up a 401k? The bank that I bank with, or is there an investment firm that's, you know, highly rated?
Yeah, good question. I wouldn't use my bank because I switch banks every couple of years, and I don't want to be stuck with them. My last business was a car dealership and I used ADP, and I'm about 92% sure for my payroll. I'm over 90% sure that they did 401k. I just want someone that specializes in that, not someone that part-times in it. Like ADP's got a whole department, I think, that's all they do. So you just, $2,000 is just to keep you legal. So you don't want them to forget a dot and I across a T and now you're exposed. So, I wouldn't go bank. I'd probably go ADP would be my best recommendation, but I haven't used them in a couple of years, so it's not a strong recommend, but someone that does it full time, not my bank. So if I want to switch banks, it's not a huge headache.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Any other, before we hit the lightning round, any other questions, comments, or rude remarks you want to hit me with?
No, I think I'm good. This was awesome.
Yeah. Did that help? Is that going to bring some value to your world?
I think so. For sure.
I think if you implement half of that stuff, you'll notice a big increase in stickiness and retention and employees hanging around. Okay, that said, let's do the lightning round. This is your opportunity to get back to Cleaning Nation. I'm going to give you 3 quick questions. I have no doubt you're going to give me 3 amazing answers. Question 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Take it till you make it.
Attaboy, I like that. All right, question 2, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business? Maybe Cleaning Nation and I can learn from you.
The biggest mistake we've made, which we just kind of found out in our 7th year of business, the last year, paying people too much, not for what they're worth. That we kind of turned around one day and realized that half of our staff was overpaid and underperforming. So, you know, keep the evaluations tight, make sure the evaluations are consistent, and make sure that people are not making more money. And don't be afraid to take people's pay away, I guess. You know, if they're underperforming, instead of giving them a raise, you know, take 25 cents an hour.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to do a big, terrible tease to Cleaning Nation because I'm a horrible human being and I don't want to go too long. I actually have a way to solve to make sure, because I had that, you know, you've got 30, 40 employees every year, you give a raise and it's hard to not give a raise, even if it's 2-3% because they're doing a bad job, maybe 10% they're doing a good job. I've got an absolute perfect way to solve that problem, have your employees love you, feel that they're being overpaid, but you never again have to worry about paying too much. And, you know, you've got guys and gals that have been there 5 years and just being paid too much because they showed up. So that's the tease. I've got the perfect way. If you're interested in knowing what that is, just shoot me an email, mike@growmycleaningcompany.com, and I will email you back with the answer. And if it gets too annoying, I'll post it either on the website or I'll post it somewhere so I don't have to do 100 emails. But the first 5 or 10, I'll respond personally. All right. Third question. What's one idea, Alex, owners of cleaning companies can put into practice today to improve their lives and or their business?
Man, I'd say get your marketing, even though autopilot's not a good word, but in the marketing side of this business, we have got our marketing on autopilot. So, you know, we create brochures and we create awesome little incentives for the cleaners to pass them out. So we literally don't pass out any marketing or do anything like that. So get your marketing on autopilot, get the cleaners excited about it, and get them going and doing it. Because at the end of the day, it's going to benefit them just as much as it does us as owners.
Beautiful. That's solid, solid advice. Alex, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and desire to grow with Cleaning Nation. I appreciate you. I know they appreciate you. If you want to check out Alex's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.